Welcome to National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where for 30 days I am dropping 30 episodes. Whether I manage to get them all recorded and released a day at a time or not, damn it, I'm going to try and get 30 of them out there. And I say this because I missed one yesterday, but I'll get to that later. You can get all of these episodes at odddadoutpodcast.com/NAPODPOMO2019. That is NAPODPOMO2019. And I did that just because the regular link was longer and more complicated, and it's easier to remember that, especially since I just spelled it out for you. But all that out of the way. Oh, man. So, yeah, I missed yesterday. And if you know me at all, you know that I do these. I basically, all of these sort of like this are recorded daily. They are recorded, released day of 99% of the time, if it's like this, me spewing bullshit format. And like I said, in that the first day, for the most part, these are unedited. It might take me 5 takes to get the show started, which totally just did. But once that all, you know, goes in, then that's kind of it. It's run with it. Don't fuck it up. Try not to fuck it up. And like RuPaul says, don't fuck it up. That's basically what I've got for these. But I have my coffee here. I'm going to try not to fuck it up. But long story short, well, you know what? I'm going to get to that a little bit later. I'm probably going to get to that tomorrow. And I say this tomorrow because shit. But teaser, I mentioned I'm going to update you on what was going on over the weekend, since over the weekend I dropped episodes with Moxie from Your Brain on Facts and Derek from Rolling Misadventures in Life World. And then this weekend we had a lot going on. Let's just put it that way. I had a lot going on this weekend. And of those things, and in the meantime, so I've had 3 interviews drop since the last main show where I was kind of off, you know, talking about the thing. Well, I mentioned I was going to have dental work done. I was going to talk about what was going on. So if you recall a few weeks back, and I mentioned how I was having all the dental trouble and I was going in and they were going to be pulling teeth. Well, when I went in, they pulled teeth. Matter of fact, they pulled 3 of them. Originally, it was only supposed to be 2, but they ended up pulling 3 of my teeth all on the right side. And again, if you recall, I would have a partial denture that would basically, it was kind of just, it was basically my front teeth. My front teeth were all fake. It was a partial denture that hooked on a couple of my back teeth. Well, but of the teeth that were pulled, 2 of them were the teeth that they hooked on. So I can no longer wear my denture. So until this whole process is completed, I'm going to be very hissy because I don't have any. Okay, I'm missing a lot of teeth. And so it's just something you, sorry, I can only DS so much when I have limited mouth capabilities. Anyway, I've got, so I realized that I might have just grossed a bunch of you out with the, oh my God, he doesn't have teeth. Oh my God, it's so gross. But it is what it is. And you are along for the ride because I don't know how long this process is going to take. Because what the goal is right now is ultimately it's going to be take all of my top teeth out. At this point, I only have 4 left. Again, pulling back the curtain. I've had dental problems my whole life. My teeth just don't like to be in my face. And so they just tend to crumble away into oblivion. They're like, my teeth are you know, they've succumbed to the snap of Infinity War. They turn to dust. And so what I do have left, I have minimal chewing ability on my left side. I've got 3 upper teeth over there and I've got 1 on the right side. That's all I got right now. And hopefully by the end of the year, hopefully, just because of finances and things like that and timing of stuff, I am hoping by the end of the year to be in a full upper denture. So I have basically all my teeth back in a, you know, artificial capacity. with the eventual goal being to get a full permanent implant mounted denture and some implants or another partial denture on the bottom to replace my missing bottom molars so that I will achieve chewing, basically. I'll be able to eat normally because for the last nearly 10 years, I haven't been able to eat normally because I didn't have any molars. I just didn't. And so what the goal is now is to restore my ability to eat, because on top of all of that, well, having removed 3 teeth I have on the right side, I now cannot chew on my right side at all. I basically don't have anything over there. And that's all still healing and kind of bruised still from having 3 teeth removed. So it's still a little twingy, but I basically have to chew on my left side. And even with that, I only have very limited capacity. And so I'm still on very soft foods. And I didn't realize how many things I was going to lose the ability to eat with this whole process right now. And I have had to severely analyze every meal for the last 2 weeks, basically, because this all happened after the last regular episode before my guest of the month for October. Before that weekend was when these all got pulled. And then this past weekend, they took stitches out and things like that. And, you know, and we kind of started moving forward with the plan. But, you know, it's really forced me to analyze my food and what can I eat and what can't I eat. And I've realized there's a lot of things I can't eat just by merit of their design. And I don't have the necessary tools to eat that thing anymore. Like, I discovered in a very depressing way, I can't eat a sandwich anymore, at least not normally. Basically, I'm being forced to become very Canadian in that I now have to eat pretty much everything with a knife and fork because I don't have the capability of biting into a thing to eat it. It's like I have chewing ability on one side, so that's not a problem, but I don't have biting ability at all. And so, like, we've gone and gotten burgers and things like that, but I don't have the ability to bite into a burger because I don't have any front teeth. Even like, if I had the ability to put my old denture back in, it's there. I could put it in for aesthetics, but it basically doesn't have any support, so it falls out. So I haven't bothered wearing it because I'm pretty sure it would just sit there flapping and be even more uncomfortable than it was with pain. So like, I have to, if we get a burger, like we went, we had some bunch of running around to do on Sunday, and rather than come home and boy stuff to make lunch and deal with all that, we just stopped at Burger King. Well, that's a big ass burger. And so when I got home, I basically had to sit there with my double stack King and cut it up into bite size wedges so that I could basically something that where I could bite it and chew it. And I had the same experience with pizza over Halloween. That actually really went bad because it was thin crust pizza and it was like really thin and crispy. That did not work well for me. But I ended up having to cut up my one slice of pizza, and it's so much more work to chew when you have to cut pizza up into tiny little bits and bites rather than just take a bite of pizza. It's so much more work, and I eat so much less just on the basis of I have to sit there and cut it up and one bite, one little piece at a time. It takes so long just to eat a slice of pizza versus like sitting there and hum, 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 and just shoving the pizza in your face and just eating all the pizzas. And I did not finish one whole slice of pizza because it took too damn long to eat. And again, it was thin crust and it was crispy and it was really tough to chew. And it started, like, pieces started drifting, and it was because it was harder. If it was a soft, like a thick pan crust, that would have probably been easier if it was chewier. But the thin, crispy crust, it just ended up drifting over into my no teeth at all area and stabbing in where I still had stitches at the time. And that was all really bruised and sensitive and hurt like hell. So, yeah, it's just been a pain. and just, again, learning what I can and can't eat and drinking lots of Ensure because that's just a safe bet. Like, I can drink an Ensure and get nutrition because I can't necessarily eat a pizza or a burger. I mean, I can. It's just, you know, a lot of sliders. We went to Dave and Buster's. Sunday was our date night. And we went to Dave and Buster's and I got these nice, really nice Philly cheesesteak sliders. And they were, the meat was so tender and the bun was so soft and fluffy that I was actually able to just take a bite out of it from my good side. So that was, you know, it's just learning what I can eat at this point. It's been an adventure. And so hopefully by the end of the year, in the next month or two, I'll be able to get everything else started and get full denture in so that I can start eating again. Really, that's really the thing, is I want to start eating again. So I will keep you updated. And I think that's going to do it for now. This is Teeth Talk with Adam. And I'm going to be dropping this one this morning. And later this afternoon, I will drop another one. I promised you news. And so I've got a story coming up this afternoon that I will be bringing you. But until that time, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. You can get me on all of the social medias at Odd Dad Out. And again, odddadoutpodcast.com/NapodPomo2019. Links in the show notes because it is. And you can get all the episodes there. There is a special feed just for these that you can catch as well. Also be in the show notes. But until this afternoon, bye.